Hi, lovey. This is Christina with Karma's Eye Psychic LLC here on Universal Spirit Podcast, and we are continuing our magic series, and we are now on episode 29, and we are going to be talking about athames. For those of you who are not familiar, athames are pretty much double-edged, like, daggers meant for directing energy. These are one of the many spiritual tools used in ritual witchcraft or ritual work. These tools were originally, you know, used for banishing rituals, considering an athame or a double-edged dagger is considered to be a weapon, right? Because there have been rituals where you would need a dagger to cut yourself and, you know, let yourself bleed out a little bit, where you're doing like blood rituals or bonding rituals, and pretty much like getting revenge on your blood or your bloodline, which was in the earliest 20th century by the Order of the Golden Dawn. The athame is also mentioned in the writings of Gerald Gardner in the 1950s, which claimed to have been initiated into a surviving tradition of witchcraft. The New Forest Coven, the athame was their most important ritual tool with many uses, but was not used for actual physical cutting, at least not in that particular order, but it is used for cutting. If you were to have like a separate athame for cutting or another one for directing energy. So athame's actual use is for directing energy, right? Kind of like using a wand where you're pointing out, pointing up, pointing down, and setting an intention. And it's basically like energies that you want to get rid of, right? Or, you know, energies that you intended to just either flee from you, or you just no longer want to hold on to. It could be hatred, it could be anything like that. You can use these for any type of witchcraft, to be honest, or any type of rituals. It all depends on the intention, and it also depends on the particular spell. If you were using this in a love spell, you would have to be in a very, very positive, loving headspace or vibration. You can't be, you know, using this tool, because it's a very powerful tool, because it's usually, you know, with a black tip and it's made out of metal, so, you know, you're attaching that vibration to that metal object. You can't be angry or upset or desperate or not believing in what you're doing when you are attaching yourself to an athame. So in love spells in particular, never cast a love spell and your feelings of jealousy are very obvious, right? You are just filled with jealousy, you are filled with sadness, you are filled with desperation, and you project that energy in whatever direction you want. Like I said, upwards, downwards, or even in the direction of where your lover or intended lover is in. Right, where they live, where they reside, where they work, or wherever they can be found, because the spell would ultimately backfire. Okay, you know, it would backfire in any spell, but I use love spells in particular because athames really put us, you know, really reflect us with what our real intentions are, about how you're feeling when you're casting them, right? Even though athames can be used for protection and, you know, blessings and all that other stuff, when it comes to love spells, you're trying to manipulate someone. And if you are not in, if you have not done the shadow work, and you use an athame for a love spell, you can most likely have this person come to you maybe one time, and your obsession can be very obvious to them, and they will leave and never want to see you again. So technically it worked, but technically it didn't, right? When it comes to cursing people, because people do use athames to curse, to direct energy and say, you know, do a return to sender and stuff like that. Once again, your headspace and your vibration needs to be in the right place. Mostly when it comes to cursing, you really should be having this energy of, please just take this energy off me. Not feeling the actual anger, just saying, hey, you know, this doesn't work well with me anymore. I no longer want to feel this way. Do not put yourself in that place of anger, okay? Because that will ultimately backfire. Because now you have now set another direction for karma to come back to you. I've listed some sources for this episode about how to bless your athame. In short, I would just say, you know, either get holy water, Florida water, you know, any type of pure anything that is meaningful to you for protection and cleansing, right? And saying any type of affirmations or incantations or any prayers that are special to you, you know, and that are special to your practice, that are incorporated in your, you know, designated practice. This way you've now, you know, pretty much initiated your athame into, you know, your ritual coven, so to speak, right? Your coven of tools. This way they are blessed exactly the same way as all the other ones. They are now given your personal touch on it. I just, you know, would wipe mine with sea salt and a dab of water, you know, and then I would just kind of like towel dry it, you know, wipe towel dry it. The last time I did it, I sprayed like Florida water on it and then I towel dried it. And then you can also burn sage around it as well, you know, and say your cleansing prayers and everything like that, or even, you know, charging prayers. You can sit it in crystals. There's a lot of ways you can bless an athame and activate it. Now, once you activate it, to be quite honest with you, it technically never stops working. It's almost like you've awakened and turned it, you know, into a living thing that's always listening to you. So be mindful that, you know, on your best days and on your worst days, this, you know, this tool, like all the other tools, you know, in your coven, you know, of tools, right? They're collecting all of your energy. So be very mindful of the vibration you're in when using them. Also, when it comes to using them indoors or outdoors, there are some things you need to know. And when you're outdoors or indoors, you got to know which direction that you are sending these energies. Very important. Okay? When you're out, you know, it's really good to know northeast, southwest, whatever direction works for you, but also be mindful of things that are in that direction that could possibly, you know, have repercussions. You don't want to do a banishing spell in the direction of like where your car is. You wouldn't want to point it directly at your car, right? You want to make sure that your car is somewhere like literally nowhere near the path of where you're directing energies, because a lot of baby witches come to me about that in particular, and just trying to follow the instructions, they forgot the common sense of the matter. Don't point it near your house either. Even if you're disliking someone in your house, don't ever have negative energy that you created bouncing around your own house. That's not going to fare well to anyone. I do not recommend that you point an athame when you're inside a home with any windows closed, because that technically doesn't send it anywhere. It just causes the energies to bounce around your home and cause havoc for you. I did this the hard way. I learned this the hard way when I was younger. I had an athame, was in my basement, okay? Directed the energy, did not open any windows. My common sense was completely out the window, just following instructions, right? So that means I executed it correctly, but my dumbass pointed it toward my pipes, because you know I'm in the basement, and my toilet and pipe system had the worst problem for about maybe 2.5 months, where nothing I could do, nothing. I called in a plumber like 3 times, okay? And it just, all of a sudden, right after I did that, just clogged. Ugh, it was terrible, okay? And I was trying to figure out what had happened, but then I had to retrace my steps and realize, oh yeah, when I pointed the athame northward, my dumbass was in the basement and I pointed it toward the pipes. And that was the only thing that got messed up, not the person or thing that I was trying to, you know, manipulate. I ended up letting that manipulative energy bounce around my own home. Now, mind you, it was only in my basement because, you know, that's where the pipes run out of the home, right? And nothing else was having problems. None of my sinks were having problems. My tub wasn't having any problems. It was just my toilet. Okay, so my bad, my mistake. Please do not do that. Okay, when it comes to windows being open, once again, I suggest that if you can clear as much stuff as possible, don't direct it to plants. Please point it in the direction of the open window and make sure the window is open as much as possible. Yes, energy goes through glass, but it's easier when there's a straight shot outside, okay? And that's when you're indoors. But I hardly recommend using an athame indoors, okay? Just for the sake of so many solid objects that shape the environment, make it harder for energy itself to physically get out of that. It's kind of like blowing on a window that's closed. It's like the air is not going outside. It's going in your face, back into your face. So when using athames outside, please be mindful of plants and trees and animals, okay? And understanding to respect all life. Open fields are usually the best. And if, when in doubt, you know, point your athame up, okay? Point it upwards if you are in doubt on which direction to go. You really can't go wrong when you point it up, but I tell you what, don't point it up underneath, you know, like your porch, you know, or like, what is it? Like a power line. Don't do that, because that's gonna definitely backfire, and mostly not under a tree. Okay, like I said, you must have respect for nature and all life. Okay, even though you can use athames at, you know, any time, you know, and at any of your rituals, and maybe at all your rituals, when you're not using your athame, I highly suggest that you put it in a place where it will not be disturbed, okay? You're talking about what I consider a menace of a tool, okay? Everyone in your space needs to know that that particular object, just like a wand, should not be used lightly or played with or touched or mishandled in any way, okay? Because just like, you know, every living thing, the memories of what you do is stuck to it. And the last thing you want to do is get someone that you love very deeply, you know, to touch an item that you use to curse people. Okay? So I would definitely keep a tool like an athame out of sight or out of reach, especially of children, for obvious reasons that it is a sharp object. Okay? Keep it out of the way of pets as well. Okay, because this way the athame doesn't get influenced by any other energies, especially with people who are not spiritually inclined, and you are an expert at magic, and that ignorant, very debauched energy is now kind of like, you know, on it a bit. So when you're doing your magic the next time, it might not be as good, because somebody who knows nothing about magic has mishandled it. So it's kind of got like what I call like the ignorant edge on it, right? And it's got to be cleansed again. I suggest you cleanse your athame when anyone else besides you touches it. That's just my thing. And that's what you will hear in a lot of advice when it comes to spiritual tools. Most of your spiritual tools should not be in view of anyone, especially with their eyes. Like, his eyes generate energy as well. And you get someone that doesn't like you and they see that, you know, they have now put all that of their negativity on it. Okay. Even though it's still a tool for your use, someone might be wanting you to fail and they've now stuck all that onto your spiritual tools, and now you got to deal with, you know, like I said, debauched energy. And again, you can use any type of knife, any knife that, you know, color or, you know, stone or blade that resonates with you will work. Okay. I do highly suggest to use a double-edged dagger. Okay. simply because of the balance of, you know, light and dark, and understanding that anything you do can be reversed, and understanding that you can direct magic in both ways. So it does have that duality where you can use it for good and for, you know, menacing. And yes, you can get an athame anywhere. You can get it on Amazon. You can get it at, you know, any store that you are buying it from that no one else has used it. I do not recommend using an athame that has already been used. No, no, no. That is a no-no, because you do not know the owner of that particular item. You don't know what the energy is, and you will soon find out once it's in your physical possession, and it might not resonate very well. So be careful with that. Always get spiritual tools brand new, and cleanse them yourself. I know it's a no-brainer, but I've got to make sure I'm talking to some beginners who might be listening, that we do not borrow tools unless they are passed down from families, or people that we know very well. Other than that, if it's a stranger, it's a no-go. All right, my lovies, this is Christina with Karma's Eye Psychic LLC here on Universal Spirit Podcast, and I will see you in the next episode as we continue this magic series. All right, lovies, take care.